Here's the snap. Handoff goes to Cook and a work through the middle, through a hole, and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, flips into the end zone for the touchdown. 49 yards for James Cook, his third touchdown of the game. And it is a raucous celebration on the Buffalo sideline. Oh, my.
Chris Brown on the call. How do you like the flip into the end zone? Good flip.
That's his celly now, huh? He's done that a couple times.
When he gets the chance, yeah.
He reached 22 miles per hour on that play, which is the fastest of his career. And also, he is the first Bill on a rush to reach 20 miles per hour since.
On a rush since?
2022 was the season. Nobody did it for the Bills last year, reaching 20 miles per hour.
Matt Breida. He was fast.
It was a receiver.
John Brown.
McKenzie.
Isaiah McKenzie, okay.
Isaiah McKenzie reached 20.
Very good. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next is Football Friday here on WGR. Victory Friday. Had somebody, you were in a back and forth about Allen, talk about, did he trash talk David Long on a play?
Yeah.
So it's the first play of the second quarter. I've got the replay up here.
You found it?
Yeah.
I was just looking
I'll show it to you. First play of the second quarter.
Okay.
Allen pump fakes and then runs. And this is a play where he slides.
Okay.
And after he slides, it appears that maybe David Long is going to talk to him or say something to him.
Okay.
He chirps him. Allen starts walking back to the huddle, and he does do the thing where he looks and reads the nameplate.
I don't know. That's amazing. I had missed that.
You can't see if he's talking or what he's. But he does stop and look back and read his nameplate as if to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Yes. That's amazing. That's a guy right there that was voted number one in the NFL amongst trash talkers.
Yep. All right, right to some calls. Happy Victory Friday, Jeremy and Joe. Just rolling through it, you know, stream of consciousness with all of you joining us here on the phones. If you've tried to get through before and couldn't or waited a little long, we're trying to get through as many as we can. We have open lines right now, a couple on, but a couple open. Steve in Albany. Good morning, Steve.
Jeremy, Joe, how are you guys this morning?
Fantastic.
Good. Great.
Good. Hey, so I have to take you for your guys' word this morning saying that I'm taking the opportunity to tell everybody who's a Sean McDermott hater to get on the McDermott train today, because you have to think of a couple of things, guys, right? What is the trend right now in the NFL after week one? Isn't it too soft shell defense and there was the lowest passing in the league in week one? Everybody is going to this defensive scheme, and who was originally starting that? Who was the person that kind of trended in that direction? Sean McDermott, and you could arguably say, based on the stats that you guys have given up, he's one of the best in the league to do it. So if you were to kind of combine it to what everybody thinks is sexy, right? What is sexy? Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, and all the things offensively with motion. That was a trend last year. Ben Johnson and how unique he is in offense. Couldn't you kind of correlate that to the trends you're seeing defensively in the league? And then if you're correlating it to it defensively, couldn't you also state that we have the one of the best defensively to do what's the current trend in the league at the moment to stop offenses and stop this motion and stop all these things that have been trends over the last couple of years? I think there's something to be said about that, and I think Bills fans should have a little bit of a sense of pride to that, also have a sense of relief that we have someone like that. And listen, I'd rather be in that position with a more than capable head coach that's ahead of the trend on something in the league, as well as a general manager that just continues to get the type of players that are needed for the situations as well as the particular systems that he puts in place.
The one thing, thanks Steve, it will only come down to, for legacy, he's got to beat those coaches in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Because as much as you could say about, I don't disagree at all, he's one of the better defensive coaches in football. He knows defense. They get players, they plug them in, they lose pieces, they get it done. There will be massive tests this year, and they might not make the Super Bowl, but we'll see what they look like against Detroit and San Francisco. We'll see what they look like against Houston and Bobby Slowick. Last year's Final Four in the NFL, who is it? It's three offensive head coaches and one John Harbaugh. But it's Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, I guess Dan Campbell's, whatever. But that's Ben Johnson.
Technically, he did come
that's
from
Ben Johnson.
But,
like, let's. Yeah. I'm without disagreeing with what you're saying, I'm going to slow up on he's proving that this is ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the curve has been offensive coaches winning an awful lot more than defensive coaches in the last few years. Now, the last hiring run had Seattle hired a defensive guy, Houston did with D'Amico Ryans, and of course they have Bobby Slowick who's there. So we'll see. We'll see. The Bills are going to be tested. And I'm not sure, it's kind of, I guess like you can have it both ways. The Bills can have an amazing defense and dominate Miami. They also might have a middle-of-the-road defense and dominate Miami, because they always do. Like what happened last night, Tua gave the ball to them three times. Once as a deflection off a receiver. But I've tons of faith in McDermott to have a good defense almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, they'll have a ton of cap space. They'll probably upgrade at a couple spots, whether that's defensive tackle or whatever. They're going to spend money. Again, this is not a, you're never a final version of your team. We spend a lot of time talking receiver. We can talk defensive line, linebacker, all up and down the board. They're going to add more pieces and continue this changeover. They have a bunch of picks in next year's draft, too.
But listen, when it comes to McDermott and like get on the bandwagon for like silencing the haters or whatnot, what is usually the point to be made, though, about McDermott? It is nothing to do with his defenses in the regular season. Like, he is absolutely deserving of credit this morning because of what he has done to the Miami Dolphins for 5 years. Defensively, and how good he is at limiting big plays. There is no question that in the regular season, he has got the answers. But that's not usually the point you hear. Usually the point you hear is when you get to the playoffs, it doesn't translate. We were talking about it, maybe was it last training camp, that somebody did a thorough breakdown of the Bills' defenses and how they don't really... they don't change the way they play when they get to the postseason, and that there are other defenses that do that, and they get better results. Like, to me, yes, McDermott absolutely is one of the better defensive coaches in the league, but if you are coming in this morning to attack like the McDermott hater, the McDermott hater is just waiting for January to make their criticism.
Yeah.
Where he has to prove.
They were also here last week talking about the field goal of death, playing conservative.
I love that he went for that 4th and 3.
Yeah, me too.
Love it. I wanted him to go for the 4th and 1 on the next play.
I was afraid they called timeout just to kick, but thank goodness they didn't do that.
To be fair, also on the 4th and 1 that I wanted them to go for, because just sneak it. You're at the 45. Allen had dropped the snap the play before. So was there an immediate concern there of like, ooh, do I need to bring him over here and make sure... like, is his finger bothering him on his left hand? Is that why he dropped the snap? Because if I got to have you go under center to sneak it, you know, maybe I don't want to do that.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Open phone lines, more calls. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to you. We'll get Sal in at 9 o'clock, recapping this Bills win. Another dominant performance. This time it's the defense that does it. Josh Allen, a quiet game by his Miami standards. Still pretty good. Fantasy football, if you had Josh, he had 9 points. One of his quieter games altogether. But they didn't need much from him. Nice. It's kind of nice. Whenever they win a game without Josh being Superman, our reaction is to say, whoa, this team's amazing. Look, someone else did it. A lot of someone else's. Jeremy and Joe on a Victory Friday on WGR.
Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted. Coming the other way, and going for 6 is Jamarcus Ingram. A 30-yard interception return for a touchdown. Tua's 3rd pick of the night.